producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Woo! Sorry, my microphone is not screwed in. I'm trying to. Apparently, everybody thinks that, you know, radio equipment is like super fancy, but it's a bunch of parts that have to be screwed in together. And so I'm tightening everything up, WD-40ing everything. Looks like things are getting a little old. I've been on air now for almost 7 years, and I think it's time to get a new microphone, especially since this microphone has been spit on. Has pieces of old M&M on there. Let me just kind of wipe it off real quick here. Make it clean. You know, speaking of cleaning, I got my IUD inserted about 2.5 years ago. And I think it's due for a cleaning. Now usually whenever you have an intrauterine device implanted or inserted, it should be fine for, you know, however many years. Some of them last for 5, some last for 10. Right. I just think mine is getting dirtier than other people's. I don't know. I just have different habits than other people. So what I want to do is I want to call my gynecologist and go, look, do you mind if I just take it out temporarily for a cleaning? You know how you have to polish the silver? Right? You know, polish the silver. Polish it and kind of, scrub up. You know, make sure, there's no battery components, but maybe charge it, you know, just in case. I got all these iPhone chargers that don't seem to work anymore on my iPhone. Every time I plug in my iPhone, it says accessory not compatible. Well, I don't really know how compatible my IUD is now with my uterus anymore, so maybe it'll be compatible with the iPhone charger. So I don't know, I just feel like I just need a polishing. Do you guys feel that way sometimes? Yeah. I think a lot of you guys do more than you think, and you don't realize it, okay? Right? And it may not be you, okay? I know women will get our nails done, and we'll get our hair done, or we'll get a bikini wax. So last week I got a Brazilian wax. And, you know, mind you, after all the bleeding and the limping around, I felt rejuvenated. But what do men do to rejuvenate? Okay, you guys don't pluck and shave. I mean, some of you shave. You know what? Actually, a lot of you guys do. Think about, you haven't shaved in a while, and then you get a nice, clean shave. You feel a little good with that, you know? Or you didn't get a good, clean break, you know, when you pooped. And, you know, you scrub and you shower, and the next time you wipe, you notice that it's all nice and clean and clear. Don't you feel good? You're like, you know what? Makeover. Your cars, too. I notice when my husband gets an oil change in one of our Jeeps, he's like running around a cloud nine. He just feels like that he got, you know, and again, the car was getting the lube job, but it was enough for him to just feel rejuvenated. So I'm going to suggest to all of you, and we got a lot to talk about this show. Don't worry. I got much more to offer than rejuvenating. But I would suggest a rejuvenation. Now, what did we used to do? What did we used to say when you needed a rejuvenation? Okay, we'd say we'd go on vacation. We'd tell you, go take a vacation. Well, not a lot of us could afford going on vacation, right? So that doesn't work anymore, especially since we're still struggling. So you need to do something different, all right? But something where you feel cleansed, you feel cleaned. Now, one thing you could do, all right, and no, careful with these cleansings. I know, you guys, you buy some pills, and you say it's a cleanse, you pop the pills, and you say you cleansed. No. Or you fast. You know, a lot of us Jews fasted for 24 hours. Remember, we were all kind of grumpy and, you know, complaining more than we usually complain because we hadn't eaten for 24 hours and drunk. That's not a rejuvenation either. The whole period of the whole Jewish holidays is supposed to rejuvenate us. All I do is feel guilty because I haven't even made a dent in all the sins I've committed. But rather than fasting or popping a bunch of these pseudo-cleansers, okay, why don't you guys do, if you want to do a cleanse, okay, why don't you eat a crap load of vegetables, right, for 2 days in a row? That, I would think, would be really rejuvenating. You're going to poop. You know how good you feel when you've been constipated and you finally poop and you're like, ah, well, that's vegetables. Okay, remember they were talking about how dried prunes and dried plums could really help you poop? Maybe, you know, I would do that. If you really want to cleanse yourself, take a couple days, eat a lot of vegetables, eat a lot of fruit. Now, what about mental cleansing? Okay, what's a good way to mental cleanse? Well, for me, nap. I nap all the time. I know I got, you know, to be on air for the next couple hours, but I'll probably just take a nap in the middle of it. You guys won't notice. Not like you're listening to my show anyway. So a nap for me is very rejuvenating. I get, you know, when I'm tired and, you know, going through the day, I'm like, I need to go sleep. That's very rejuvenating. For the kids, okay, I don't really have a good relationship with my kids. They don't like me. I mean, they're embarrassed by me. You know, they think I'm, you know, I don't know, dumb. But what I notice is they don't like me as a block, as a group. If I could dissect the two boys and take one on like a mommy and me day and do another mommy and me day, that gives me, A, it gives me a great chance to manipulate them, right? You know, and control their minds and control some of their actions. So that's very good. Very good time you need. Because you can't, because younger brother's like, no, don't do it, don't do it. Mom's tricking you. Mom's manipulating you. So you got to get younger brother out of the equation. Just leave. All right? So one way to rejuvenate family time is do some one-on-one with each kid. Okay? Now, don't take one, like, you know, I don't know, to a real world super fun place and the other one just sit there and walk out in the grass. I mean, it's got to be kind of equal. All right? But do that. Spend some one-on-one time. What about rejuvenating your marriage or rejuvenating your relationship? What could you do? All right? No, the lube job was for the Jeep. No, nothing sexual. No. Sex is not a way to rejuvenate. It's a way to rejuvenate some tubes and stuff. But no, I want you guys to spend a date night. I mean, just you have to actively rejuvenate. You have to actively do this. Okay, I don't know. Maybe listen to the Dr. Dolly show while sipping on some wine and eating some chocolate and looking at the view. Something you could do. 1-877 Dr. Dolly. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hey guys, we're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. We really, really appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Sorry. Okay. This next segment I like because it makes you think, and it's some pretty cool stuff. And people like to hear things on the radio, and then they like to turn around and teach everybody else, and then they sound really, really smart. And my husband found this, and I was like, oh, baby, you're so smart, this is cool. And so these are 30 facts that sound like major, like, BS. They sound fake, but they're actually true, okay? Now, I haven't been able to verify each and every one. But this is pretty cool. So, hubby gets credit for finding this. Okay, so fact number one. They say mammoths were alive when the Great Pyramid was being built. See, we all thought that, like, mammoths, like, died off in the Ice Age, or guess not. You guys know more about the history of the Great Pyramid than I. You know, all I know is the whole Passover story, okay? You know, where the Jews and the Hebrews had to leave, and they couldn't make the bread, and then the bread, you know, didn't rise, and then it was leavened, and not leavened, and then now we have to eat matzah and get constipated. Number two, Betty White is older than sliced bread. That's crazy. Number three, from the time it was discovered to the time it was stripped of its status as a planet, Pluto had not made a full trip around the sun. Yeah, remember, was it in the, when did we, you know, my very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas. I remember learning that in the 70s. That was in the second grade, so that was 1978? I don't know when Pluto was discovered, though, but I just remember talking about Pluto back then. So, depending on how long it takes for them to do a whole entire orbit, that would make sense. So Pluto's now been stripped of its planet status. Maybe it should have hurried. Next, the lighter was invented before the match. Number five, Anne Frank and Martin Luther King Jr. were born in the same year. Number six, France last used the guillotine to execute someone after Star Wars premiered. You know what? Good for these guys. I don't know who gets credit for this list. Is it Rudro Chakraharti? I don't know. Really? That's cool. Somebody to sit there and look through the facts. Yeah, Star Wars premiered in, what, 76, was it? 77? 78? Anyway, so France last used the guillotine to execute someone then. After that. Harvard University was founded before calculus existed. Number eight, if you have 23 people in a room, there's a 50% chance that two of them have the same birthday. That's crazy. Alright? Would that mean if you had 46 people in the room, there's a 100% chance? No, it doesn't. Statistics always kind of doesn't make sense to me. Number nine, it's never been said that Humpty Dumpty was an egg in the nursery rhyme. I never thought Humpty Dumpty was an egg. You know, because different pictures, you see Humpty Dumpty and then it falls. It looked like China, okay? And Humpty Dumpty was always whitish, but not an egg. The water in Lake Superior could cover all of North and South America in a foot of water. So let's hope that doesn't overflow. North Korea and Finland both border the same country, Russia. Well, we knew that. That's not anything big. When you get a kidney transplant, they usually just leave your original kidneys in your body and put the third kidney in your pelvis. That's actually true. There's a couple caveats to that, but I will talk to you guys about that. That actually is true. Your old kidney a lot of times will just sit there. Obamacare may not pay for it. And remember, guys, Obamacare. Now I'll tell you why later. Oxford University is older than the Aztec Empire. Whoa! Are you kidding me? Wow, I gotta look that up. Oxford University is older than the Aztec Empire. The national animal of Scotland is a unicorn. Number 15, the Ottoman Empire still existed the last time the Chicago Cubs won the World Series. Whoa, that's pretty cool. The lighter the roast of coffee, the more caffeine it has. I don't really care about coffee, but a lot of you guys, that may be pretty pertinent to you. The lighter the roast of coffee, the more caffeine it has. 17, a speck of dust is halfway in size between a subatomic particle and the Earth. Wait, how do they get that, please? All right, so if you take the Earth and you take a subatomic particle and you go to the halfway mark in terms of size, that's a speck of dust. 18, if the timeline of Earth was compressed into 1 year, humans would not show up until December 31st at 11:58 p.m. So that means we didn't show up till, like, the end, kind of, okay? You know, you get it? All right. If you were able to dig a hole in the center of the Earth and drop something down in it, it would take 42 minutes for the object to get there. So what they must have done is they calculated the size of the Earth, then they calculated gravity. That's easy math. We went to the moon before we thought to put wheels on suitcases. That's pretty cool. We went to the moon before we thought to put wheels on suitcases. Number 21, a human could swim through the arteries of a blue whale. Whoa. A blue whale's arteries are that big? They say a human could swim through them. I got to look that up. If you could fold a piece of paper in half 42 times, the combined thickness would reach the moon. No way. No way. All right. They got to try that. On both Saturn and Jupiter, it rains diamonds. Do you believe that? Saudi Arabia imports camels from Australia. I just thought camels just were like born there. I didn't know you get them from Australia. 25, you could line up all eight planets, see, not nine anymore, all eight planets in our solar system directly next to each other, and it would fit nicely in the space between the Earth and the moon. That, I don't know why. The youngest known mother was 5 years old. That's true. I'll tell you about that also. The Earth is smoother than a billiard ball if both were of the same size. Oh, I get it. You know, when something's all big and multi-pixeled, it's okay. I get it. Nintendo was founded in what year? No, not 1889. They say Nintendo was founded in 1889. I gotta look this up too. And if you take all the molecules in a teaspoon of water and lined them up end to end in a single file line, they would stretch 30 billion miles. In Australia, there was a war called the Emu War. The emus won. Someone's texting me now going, what? Emu war. Okay, hold on. I'm going to look this up because I want to talk about it. Okay, hold on. I know it's not medical news, but emu war. I just love emu. Emu is fun to say. It's called the Great Emu War. It was fought between, hold on. Trying to look at, okay, it was fought between the country of Australia and a flock of emus. It's still remembered in Australia today as the greatest defeat ever occurred by the Australian nation and her subjects. It was fought from the 2nd to the 8th of November, 1932, between 20,000 emus, under the command of Lord High Emu, and two soldiers of the 7th Heavy Battery. Yeah, that I guess Emu War. All right, real quickly, I want to see when Nintendo was discovered. I cannot buy that whole 1889. When Nintendo, was founded. Hold on. Okay. And let me see what this comes up with. I'm Googling as we speak. September 23, 1889 in Kyoto, Japan. Because they had handmade playing cards. I believe it. What about the girl that gave birth at 5 years old? Lena Medina. She was born September 27, 1933, a Peruvian woman. She was 5 years, 7 months, and 17 days, lives in Lima, capital Peru. And she was having periods, I guess, at age one or two. We don't know whoever got her pregnant. I guess they arrested the dad, and then the dad was cleared on charges. But she gets pregnant, has a C-section at age five, and gives birth to a baby boy. Her son, Gerardo, was told that Medina was his older sister, you know, because until later when he realizes by age 10 that she's his mom, he actually goes on and lives till he's 40. But yeah, the youngest known mom back in the 1930s was a five-year-old. Wow. 1-877-DR-ELLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right. We are back. Oh, no. You guys are going to make me teach you something. How could you do this to me? How could you do this to me? Thank you for joining the Dr. Dahlia Show. Really, I know you guys have a lot of other options, but I guess nobody else out there teaches you as tutorially competent as I do. Is that a good word? No, it's not a good word. All right. One of you wants me to explain what does the liver do with your cholesterol? I was like, oh, man, really? Couldn't you just ask me about farts? I'd handle those better. All right, let's review. Because, you know, I mean, it doesn't hurt to try to teach you something. I mean, I did get a letter from my boss saying that I am supposed to try and stick to medical topics, okay, that pertain to the audience. So I guess there's a couple of you guys out there with cholesterol issues. All right. So I found a nice review from Washington EDU. Okay, not from, like, the Washington administration, just the your Obama. This is luckily, I think, a non-Obamacare-tainted report on what happens with your cholesterol. So let's do that. I don't have my notes from medical school. Remember, my notes from medical school were at a time when I was still single, and I was, you know, thinking a lot about either my boyfriend at the time or sex. So I had a lot of doodles and scribbles on my, so even if I do have them, I had to completely shred them because of evidence, you know, because I'm now married to somebody who I wasn't dating in medical school or currently dating from medical school. No. Okay. So lipids, okay, the little fats have to be transported around the body. So they're packaged in little lipoproteins. Okay, think of it like an envelope. Okay? Now, lipoproteins, some of them, could put you at risk for arteriosclerosis. We talked about arteriosclerosis. It's where you got fatty deposits as well as inflammatory cells making these plaques within the walls of the blood vessels. So the blood vessels start to narrow. You could get clots. You could get ripping of the plaque. And then that causes more clots to form. Unfortunately, you don't have blood flow. You don't have oxygen delivery to the heart. And unfortunately, you could die. Now, the liver is central to regulating these cholesterol levels. Okay, now it makes liver makes cholesterol, right? Because cells still need cholesterol to live, but it also removes cholesterol from the body. What it has to do is it's got to convert it into like these bile salts, all right? And it puts the bile, it has to make bilirubin to help digest food, and it also has to make these bile salts that also transport things out. Bile needs to be eliminated in the feces when you don't need it. So everything has to be packaged. The liver, it's kind of like Amazon, okay? The liver synthesizes, so it makes the various packages. It's got a monopoly. Okay, not only does it make the stuff, not only does it export, but it also makes the envelopes and the boxes. That's why don't mess with your liver. Told you guys, quit drinking. Everyone's like, my liver's good. No, it's not. Your liver is probably in really bad shape. Don't mess it up. All right. So the liver makes these lipoproteins, these little envelopes or whatever, that is involved in transporting cholesterol and the lipids throughout the body. Now, cholesterol is made in the liver cells. The liver cell is called a hepatocyte. All right. But it's made by negative feedback regulation. If you have more cholesterol in the cell, the activity of the enzyme will then go down, that makes the cholesterol, okay? So the more cholesterol, then your HMG-CoA reductase, you know how we talk about HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors? Well, they're trying to inhibit the enzyme that is supposed to make cholesterol. Now you got these lipoproteins, okay? And you got a bunch of different ones. It's got some phospholipids, it's got cholesterol, it's got proteins, whatever, okay? And the lipoproteins that have all this stuff is glycerol. I think that was made up after I went to medical school, all right? You put all this together, the phospholipids, cholesterol, they're called apolipoproteins, okay? Now, they have different densities. You got the very low density, which are bad. You got the low density, the lipoprotein LDL, but you got the high density, okay? The HDL. High density is good, okay? All right, why? Well, because it's involved in reversing the cholesterol transport. Excess cholesterol, right, has to be eliminated in the body by the liver. The liver secretes cholesterol in bile or converts it to bile salts. It removes the LDL. It gets everything out of the circulation by using receptors, etc. And excess cholesterol from the cells will come back to the liver by HDL. HDL is like the sanitation department. And it will help clean up fat from the body, basically this cholesterol from the body. It's also made by the liver and the small intestine, gathers cholesterol, makes this high-density lipoprotein, comes back to the liver. Okay, you want HDL. What you don't want is a bunch of the chylomicrons and the VLDL and the LDL. Okay? So, I hope you guys, are you guys learning everything? I know this is getting, now you know why in medical school I sat there and doodled. Okay? So you got these chylomicrons and you got this VLDL. Okay? Now, these are, you also have triglycerides, and these lipoproteins are very rich in triglycerides, which are fats. Chylomicrons, okay, the chylomicrons are made from the fats, absorbed by the small intestine, but the VLDL made by the liver. The liver makes these things. The function of this is, again, to deliver, okay, some of the fats to the cells in the body. There's enzymes involved, and these things deliver fat to parts of the body. Well, you don't want a lot of that around because you don't want the body getting fat deposition. LDL also delivers cholesterol to cells in the body. Okay? These VLDLs become more and more dense the more they deliver. Okay? It's kind of like a truck getting a bunch of Amazon products, Amazon boxes. Okay? So you have LDL. And these particles, they're kind of reformed at the liver. It's kind of the VLDL made into LDL. I know it's a little confusing, but I don't know what the hell is going on either. Now, the function of the LDL is to make that cholesterol that was made in the liver get to the cells. Cells need cholesterol, so you need some LDL, okay? The problem is LDL has to bind to this receptor, okay? This receptor then recycles, you know, if there's not enough LDL coming, your body will maybe make more cholesterol. If there's a lot of LDL coming, sometimes the liver can be consumed by that. So there has to be right amounts of it. Unfortunately, the more you eat, the more you're adding. And then the more of a load you're giving it. Okay? So when you look at all the transports and all that, you're like, okay, well, let's recruit HDL. Let's find more HDL to help get rid of a lot of the LDL that's starting to really, you know, bang on the liver. Well, HDL, a lot of you guys don't have a lot of it. You have low HDL. Okay, now how do you up your HDL? Okay, well, you can, exercise more. You can eat more vegetables. You can try to burn off the LDL so it looks like your current HDL is doing a good enough job. But it's a lot harder to get more HDL. Sometimes fibrates are medications out there that help increase the HDL levels and decrease the triglyceride levels. We usually use these phenofibrate, these medications out there, Gemfibrozil. We use those medications to lower triglycerides, and very nicely sometimes you'll see an HDL. Your statin medication, though, I sometimes see a little bit of lowering of HDL, but the statins are so good at inhibiting that HMG-CoA reductase enzyme that makes cholesterol. So what statins do is it tries to stop you from making extra cholesterol. If you inhibit cholesterol synthesis, you got less of that LDL circulating around the place. You see? Then you got niacin out there. Now, niacin, remember, it's a B vitamin, okay? And at high doses, it could raise your HDL levels, lower your triglycerides. The only problem is a lot of you guys can't tolerate it. You get kind of fleshy, you don't really feel good, etc. So niacin, I think, actually can work better than the fibrates to raise the HDL. It's just hard to take. Then you got zetamide. That actually helps lower cholesterol, lowers the LDL. We got a new medication out there, Repatha. That's that injection. I'm going to talk about that. Really good stuff on what that does. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hey, Berkey Guy. Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So even though we just kind of talked a lot about cholesterol and triglyceride and lipoproteins and LDL, the gist of what's going on here is you got a liver that makes cholesterol. You also have a liver that has to clear out bad cholesterol. In order to do that, it needs things working well within the liver. Okay? You got to have some receptors, so when the LDL gets to the liver, and LDL, you just can't bounce LDL off a liver. There has to be a receptor to bring it in. And the reason why this is important is you guys are going to be hearing more and more of a new class of drugs called these PCSK9 inhibitors. And some of you guys are going to be like, okay, now wait a second, that's an injectable drug. Sounds like it's a little bit more money than what, you know, I'm already taking with my Lipitor or Crestor or whatever. Why the hell do I need to look at something like this? Well, because I've been looking at data on it, and wow, this new injectable drug could be pretty damn good. So Amgen has taught me a lot about their drug, Repatha, and I've wanted to learn about it because I've been talking to you guys about these PCSK9 inhibitors, and I was a little confused about what this whole PCSK9 is. I guess when the LDL has to hit the liver and get into the liver for the liver to kind of clear it out, and the LDL will go to the liver. Now you guys are going to think, well, the LDL will just hide from the liver. The LDL will go to your ear or go to your elbow and hide out because the liver is just going to kind of take it up and try to degrade it. Remember, all blood has to go through the liver. So that LDL is going to come by the liver no matter what. Okay? That's just what it does. When it does, okay, you need receptors. Now, some people out there have genetic variants, different genetics and genes that can cause mutations of certain receptors and certain proteins, etc. This PCSK9, okay, it will help, all right, but it could also hurt. When it gets involved, when I guess the LDL is latching on to the receptor, etc., it could sometimes hurt the receptor. And if the receptor isn't there for the liver to suck up the LDL, then LDL will just bypass the liver and then still stay in the blood. So researchers found that if you block this PCSK9, it'll allow the liver to have many more functioning receptors to take out that LDL from the bloodstream. And that's what the PCSK9 inhibitors are. You know, if I were you, I would be very, very honest and upfront about how confused you are about these drugs, because I, as a doctor, get confused too. A lot of these things are inhibitors. It's like double negatives. You know how your mom used to yell at you using a double negative? And so we were taught, don't be doing double negatives. Just go straight for the punch, okay? You know, don't, okay, you got to punch somebody, okay? Don't instead, what would be a double negative for that analogy? I don't know what the answer is. You got to get something done, you got to get something done, okay? However, in medicine, they tried that. Originally, a lot of these things were, all right, we're going to do something directly. And they found that directly doesn't always work. And when you negate a negative, you get a positive result. And they found that doing that is better. Okay? Just like penicillin. Okay, they were trying to find a bacterial agent. Okay, something that would kill the bacteria. Something gets adulterated or contaminated, all right? We see the fungus growing, which is a negative, but we see that the fungus growing was killing bacteria. And that's how they discovered, okay, well, looks like penicillinium, can now be used as an antibacterial agent. Negative plus a negative can make a positive. Or a negative times, actually not a negative plus a negative. In math, a negative times a negative. All right, so a lot of these drugs, just like Viagra, okay? You know, you're supposed to have a reflex mechanism where you get blood flow to the penis, and then after a while it's supposed to come back. There has to be that feedback mechanism. Viagra inhibits that mechanism so that blood flow still stays. And again, you know, that's why it's so hard for people to understand or even doctors to explain these medications. Because, and I really urge that doctors understand it. If you don't, ask. It took me a while to figure out how Viagra worked. It wasn't just ding and blood flow goes. What was the mechanism? How does that work? Same thing with blood pressure medication. Why is this blood pressure medicine lowering your blood pressure, but then you're also swelling? Well, because calcium channel blockers, a type of blood pressure medication, relaxes blood vessels. That's how it works. You know, in the media and, you know, in the news, they rip on pharmaceutical companies and they make pharmaceutical companies look like the biggest meanies. But I got to tell you something here, all right? The pharmaceutical companies are the ones, you know, and again, I understand we have a lot of issues with drug costs. I get that. Okay, I get that. And I'm not saying that, you know, everything is justified. But the pharmaceutical companies are the ones spending the time teaching everybody. Okay, you don't really have, you know, many government agencies out there going, well, look, what we're going to do is we're going to draw this out, we're going to teach your doctors, we're going to explain that. No. But if a pharmaceutical company is going to spend that kind of money, they're going to spend that kind of time, you bet they, you know, they're going to need some profits. So a lot of the data, a lot of the information we get is from them. Okay? I know some of you guys are like, well, I would have rather they explain the whole chylomicron apolipoprotein thing to Dahlia. Sorry, no one was available for the interview, but I'm here, and so you have me. But this injection, I believe you get the injection, I think it's like 140 milligram injection that you do by yourself. You could do it at your own house. It's a little injection you could do right into your thigh, subcutaneous, so it doesn't have to go into muscle. Doesn't have to go into a vein, just right into the skin. And you do that every couple weeks. Some of you guys are the very, very severe form, a homozygous type of LDL issue, where your LDLs, your bad cholesterol is like, you know, greater than a few hundred, 400, I believe. That's going to be like a once a month type of dose, I think 420. But for a lot of you guys where you're on a statin medication, your LDL should be under 70 because you have history of heart disease and coronary artery disease and history of stents, etc. This is a great adjunct to the statin medication, the statin therapy you're on. And so it looks good. Now, I'm always concerned as a doctor, well, wait a second, too good to be true. Okay, what are the side effects? What if you got somebody with a bad liver? They say no, no need to change the dose, no issues with liver, no issues with the kidney. Really? The main thing is, you know, if you're allergic to, they use a monoclonal antibody to block this PCSK9, if you're allergic to it, then you're, you could have an allergy to it. You know, but, you know, overall, it seems to be pretty safe. And so I'm kind of excited. I'm going to be watching the data. I'm going to be seeing what's going on, trying it with some patients. But I would recommend that, you know, you talk to your doctor, find out that your LDL, that bad cholesterol, is at a level, depending on your risk factors, that's right for you. A lot of you guys, you know, you're taking some medication and, yeah, your cholesterol went down. And you're like, don't go up on the medicine. It's going down. It's working. Let's just leave it at that. When you take a medication, you got to be at goal. I don't want you taking a blood pressure medicine, bringing your blood pressure down from 180 to 160, and then you say, that's enough, I'm good. If you're going to take the medication, you take the medication right to get you where the goal is. Okay, and then you could stay at that dose. So, all right, we've talked about LDL levels and bad cholesterol now at length. Talk to your doctor about it. And, you know, this, you know, I got to tell you, FDA approved this for PATHA, and I'm glad they did. I really, really am. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.